Oh, yeah. Follow the bouncing ball. Technology kills freedom when government uses it, and it all smells like Seattle spirits.
What we want is our first graders to have a Glock on their hip.
They put that debt on my grandchildren.
The most transparent administration in our state's history.
Based on ideology rather than the facts.
Well, I'm a doodler.
Yeah, your text line is open, 800-465-8770, brought to you by None Better Tax Resolution. So when I first started the radio show, back when I was filling in for Ben with my friend Chris as a co-host, and then solo, and then Ben turned the time slot over to me as Ben went and built the Daily Signal, I've been barking about something consistently for 3 years, and it is this, that the so-called driverless car phenomena, that's going to end your freedom. And it's really because of my background in tech. It's because I was blessed to spend all those years at Microsoft and doing startups and sitting on boards and helping to fund companies and understanding how tech bounces. There's a smiley face story going around. Smiley face. Como News is a good example of that. Oh, thank goodness we're getting rid of those pesky little stickers you put on your car when you park in downtown Seattle. LaMonica Peters from Como.
With the pay-by-plate system, all you have to do is swipe a card, enter your license plate number, and pay for the time you need. You can also create an online account to pay or use the pay-by-plate app.
I know a lot of businesswomen and men use the app because they can stay in their offices all day and they don't have to run back and forth. It's easier. You just plug your license plate number in. You can use a card. You don't always have to have cash or change like you do with the meters.
That's great. Yeah, there's some convenience to it. Welcome to license plate recognition. Welcome to an out-of-towner tax. Welcome to a, hey, you're parked near a bus station tax. Welcome to a database of people driving in and out of the city. And if you're coming in from out of the city, we need to charge you a road usage tax. It's not fair that Seattle residents are the only ones picking up the tab for the streets. Now, never mind that Seattle sucks up a whole bunch of resources from the state, mental health resources, law enforcement resources, environmental resources. That doesn't matter. Keep that out of your mind. But welcome to a tunnel avoidance license plate recognition system. All the tech turns in one direction when it comes to how we move. When the tunnel, when the first avenue, or pardon me, the viaduct goes down, when it's down and they're saying it's going to go down about Thanksgiving, then they launch the plan for the tunnel avoiders. I guarantee part of their thinking is license plate recognition. They're going to set up ways to toll you prior to GPS, prior to any of that tech, that they can simply just send you a bill because you drove into the city. Never mind that the tunnel doesn't take you through the cities. Never mind that at all. Huge, huge news in our state, and it's a big national story. Sideshow Bob has been telling his donors that he and his cohorts will kill the Trump travel ban, sending out fundraising emails so he can run for governor, pleading, help me stop Trump. And yet the travel ban upheld in a 5-4 decision by the state Supreme Court. Now, I've not seen this personally, but I've heard tell that Sideshow Bob went to his favorite chai tea stand before he could order extra roach milk. Sideshow Bob fell into tears. What will I tell my donors? What indeed? Sorry, Bob. You lost. Oh, and by the way, just before I celebrate this great sense, you get it too? Are you having the sense as well? You know the sense I'm talking about, right? If you're a longtime listener to the show, can you say it with me? Schadenfreude. See, I've learned to say it. Yeah, I am taking misery. I'm taking pleasure in the pain of others. In this case, Sideshow Bob. Here's an interesting note about the travel ban. Nothing changes. It's been in place since it was announced. Now, you watch the media. You watch how things change. You watch what they do. You're going to begin to see a parading of so-called victims of the travel restriction. 3, 2, 1. Will that be the new outrage when they're done with the outrage of President Trump doing what President Obama did at the border? Also on a local basis, I'm pleased to announce that Jelly Durka has taken notice of what is going on with our first responders. Jelly Durka is outraged. Listen to how outraged she is.
Don't drop that Durka Durk. Hey, don't drop that Durka Durk.
Remember when she went down to the Texas border to the wrong camp and she went down to say, this is outrageous. This is not who we are. I have seen the data. And the data says that these are not the solutions that would indicate that the data is being properly used. Well, she's outraged, so outraged she had nothing to say, so angry she can't speak, that our Seattle firefighters, first responders and paramedics, they are now going in pairs when they go into the homeless jungles and the rape camps and the RV facilities because they are freaked out because they've been surrounded by groups of people, threatened. These are not safe places. Como's Jennifer Sullivan with Assistant Chief Brian Hastings.
They've got their head on a swivel looking around.
Seattle's homeless crisis has brought a new and potentially dangerous element to the job for firefighters.
The call volume's gone up, but the complexity of the calls has gone up tremendously.
For firefighters downtown, their days could consist of 30 aid calls, ranging from medical emergencies in homes, RVs, shelters, and encampments. Places where they say they've been threatened, even assaulted.
They need to be safe. They need to get out of there unharmed, and they need to take care of the patient at the level that we've come to expect.
Hastings says the department is also working even closer with Seattle police. They call for a police escort into certain encampments.
We're trying to express to the firefighters it is better to conservatively call police than to wait and see if it can play out.
Hastings points to an incident in May where a King County Sheriff's SWAT team used ballistic shields to help Seattle firefighters fight a house fire where bullets were going off.
So we're just going to be really clear on something here. Homeless people don't attack firefighters. Homeless people don't attack paramedics. Homeless people are not a danger to first responders. Homeless people are happy to see them when they need the help. It is street people who attack first responders. It is street people who want to keep them out of the camps. They don't want the cops there. They don't want them looking around. They don't want them finding the stolen bicycles. And they rule the streets. So with Como News reporting that this is homeless people, this is the same Como News that ran a great story. A great story about a woman who lives in an RV. She and her husband got behind on bills. They moved into an RV. It's been extremely tough on them. What has she done, this lady, with her life? She's gone to school. She's becoming a paralegal. She's in her late 60s, and she's becoming a paralegal because she wants out. She wants to get back into the world of productivity. And how hard would it be to switch careers at that point, coming from an RV that at this point doesn't even have a shower? That's a homeless lady. That's a lady who is worthy of our support, worthy of the funds, worthy of any help we can provide. The other people, the street people, maybe one day they'll be ready to take the help. One day maybe they'll accept it. But right now, the subtext to all of that Como News piece is the firefighters are not safe going into these places. And Jelly Durka? No, of course she's not upset. Of course she has nothing to say about this. From the text line, hey, Todd, I'd like to recommend the new nickname for the mayor, Shirkin Durkin. Thanks, Dwayne. I think that's a pretty good call. Although I'm going to stick with Durka Durka for now. But Shirkin Durkin, that's on the list. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show and get into the live world of breaking news. You know, the big stories, some stories that maybe aren't as big that maybe should be. We try to pride ourselves in presenting those as well. We'll get to that next. There's no argument. There is no argument that can be had. You know who gives love a bad name? Keith Ellison.
We speak. And the Todd Herman Show is live and local because the power seekers never rest.
But Can you tell us?
Political news is breaking as we speak.
Oh, you got to hear this. You got to hear it. Keith Ellison, who is continuing to pretend, that we'll get into this later in the show, continuing to pretend that he had nothing to do with Louis Farrakhan. Even though he had a lot to do with Louis Farrakhan. Keith Ellison, who wants to be the Attorney General of Minnesota. That should tell everybody something. Where's the next battle to corrupt? It's an Attorney's General office. Attorneys General. What if that's Heroin Dan's end game? You think? Heroin Dan Satterberg fancies himself one day the Attorney General of Washington State after Sideshow Bob becomes governor. So Ellison is on the TV, and they're talking about the president's travel order being upheld by the Supreme Court, a travel order which has been in place. There's been no stories about it. It's been in place. You watch the cascade of stories now that are going to come up all of a sudden because the media will now pretend that the travel ban's gone in place. And they'll relate it, I guarantee, they'll relate it to the notion that kids are being held in dog cages. You watch the movement. Here's Ellison talking about the so-called travel ban.
It just proves one thing, that if you steal and rip off a Supreme Court justice, then you can try to jam any kind of nasty, racist, ugly policy you can down the throats of the American people. You know, he has his Supreme Court tailor-made to his ugly philosophy, this partisan court, and Gorsuch has just done what his paymasters sent him there to do.
Man, I love the discourse in the country. Keith Ellison, guy who's good friends with Louis Farrakhan. Not particularly a friend of freedom, Louis Farrakhan. And Gorsuch is back in the news. Robbie Reiner, other people talking about Gorsuch, the stolen election, the stolen Supreme Court case. I know I'm supposed to be a radio host right now, but I want to be a dad and a neighbor for just a sec. How does this not end in people fighting in the streets? Truly. You got a guy like Ellison who pretends the Gorsuch seat was stolen, who pretends that this bans all Muslims from coming into the country, who pretends he's not related to a hate monger, didn't work for a hate monger like Farrakhan. How does it end peacefully? What do we do? There's this theory about businesses that are allowed to continue artificially for too long. If you don't disrupt yourself, if you don't, in other words, become your own disruption, the market will disrupt you. Our leaders, so-called, in D.C., have punted the immigration thing artificially, extending the problem. They've punted the debt, artificially extending the problem. They've refused disruption, things like term limits, which we now know are necessary. And they've artificially extended the lifetime of a government that should have been disrupted. Now hear me, I didn't say torn apart. I said disrupted, right-sized, put in the right direction. And if they won't innovate and problem solve, they'll get disrupted. But it's not like when people stop buying BlackBerries or hacking their iPhones. Disruption on that scale, you may think you want it. I don't know if you do. All right, back up into talk radio. How about this? How about some good news from the Supreme Court? You feel me? Supreme Court finally got the guts to rule, as I understand it, I've not read the full decision because it's just come out, to rule in favor of free speech in the Constitution. Finally, the Supreme Court, that a 5-4 decision, has said, no, if you run a pregnancy center in California that is about encouraging women to go to full term in their pregnancies, and then going full term, helping the women meet doctors who can give them discount rates, sometimes free rates, nurses who'll do that, places of employment, sources of food, sources of education, parental backup, babysitting services, education you can take at home to achieve your degree, all of these things to help women make the decision to have a life, to bring a new person into this world. No, the state cannot force you to speak the words, here's where to go get a government-funded abortion. They don't get to force you to speak, but it was only a 5-4 decision. So, of course, it wasn't there. We may have had a court say, yep, government can force you to speak. Which takes me back to my original question. When the government comes along and says, hey, we're going to force you to say these words, how's that end peacefully? Kind of makes me wonder. Speaking of things ending peacefully on MSNBC, someone I've never heard of named Zerlina Maxwell said that she went to a Trump rally.
Those rallies looked like another era in United States history. And I remember at the time, it's strong language, but I turned to a colleague, a Latino colleague, and I said, this feels viscerally like a Klan rally.
Viscerally like a Klan rally that you've been to as an African-American woman. You've been to a lot of Klan rallies, have you? Viscerally like one. Can you get some details? What was it about the Klan like? Was it the cross burning? Does the president still do those cross burnings, or did he stop doing those? Was it the robes they were wearing that felt like a Klan rally? Or was it the African-Americans and Hispanics and Asians along with the white people who were there? Was that the Klanish portion of it, I wonder? Maxine Waters. Speaking of how do things end peacefully. Not walking back her comments about stoking violence, getting up in people's faces.
I don't know him. I didn't know he was not going to serve her. As I've said.
But do you support that?
As I have said, there's going to be ongoing protest, I believe, against this administration.
All right. So you go say to someone, get out of my restaurant. And then apparently now you follow her to another restaurant. You belittle her. They surrounded the apartment of Stephen Miller today. A DHS officer found a burned dead animal on his porch. DHS has said, take proper care. And I ask again, hit me up on the text line or on Twitter at Toddy Herman or 800-465-8770. How do we get out of this peacefully? What do we do? Do we? Much more to get to. Busy Dave News on the Todd Herman Show. Speaking of getting out of things peacefully, you may not remember the name Elizabeth Loudon, but you're going to remember what happened to Elizabeth Loudon as we do a contrast and compare. What happens when a junior, nondescript, unknown Hill staffer who happens to be Republican says something on her private Facebook page that isn't that friendly to the Obama girls versus an intern in the White House or in the Congress who tells the President of the United States to F off. Also remember, I'm going to go through the 17 or 18 reasons why 1693, the Bloomberg, Paul Allen, Nick Hanauer anti-Second Amendment initiative is unconstitutional. Busy day. Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH. So, do you remember the name Elizabeth Loudon? Well, the text line's open. I'll get to some text this segment, too. You guys have been really busy there. 800-465-8770. You probably don't remember the name Elizabeth Loudon. I do, because Liz worked for me in Washington, D.C. And I'll be candid. At the time she worked for me, she was experiencing, in my judgment, a lot of challenges in life, and I was really pleased to see her get those worked out. She'd gone to work as a congressional staffer and was doing a lot of writing and a lot of blogging, etc. And she did something one night during a presentation at the White House. She was on her private Facebook page, and she was noting that the president's daughters were not particularly appropriately dressed for this event. And she said something along the lines of, you could at least act like you have some respect for the office. Okay, she said that on a private Facebook page. She wasn't on CNN. She wasn't in the hallways of Congress screaming at the top of her lungs to the President of the United States, F you. She wasn't on TV saying that that Barack Obama was a Muslim Brotherhood killer in disguise and that the girls were in on it. She wasn't on TV saying Barack Obama stomps babies to death by signing abortion policies that, in fact, make it illegal, as I recall, from the state of Chicago to render aid to a baby who survived an abortion. And her kids should know that. She wasn't on the TV saying, hey, we're coming for your kids. She wasn't saying they should be raped. She wasn't saying anything of that sort. She said that the girls looked visibly bored and upset for being there, and at least they could have dressed with some respect. For that, Elizabeth Lawton's life was destroyed. Her career was destroyed. Now, should she have said that about the Obama girls? It's debatable, and it's harmless. And it's harmless. The only reason it got into the media is because she made the mistake of having a Democrat operative as a friend on her Facebook page who said, oh, yeah, here's a chance to score. And for a week or 2 weeks, Elizabeth Lawton's face was on CNN and MSNBC and Fox and the New York Times, and they dug into her background. I got a call from the Politico, as I recall. I think it was them or The Hill, asking me, hey, Liz Lawton used to work for you. Would you give us a comment on what she was like? We understand that you'd ask to fire her from her department, your department, when you were at the RNC. And I do remember my response, which was, you are a disgusting bottom fisher. You want my quote to you? My quote is, you are a disgusting bottom fisher. You are ginning up controversy and trying to destroy a woman because she said something flippant about a couple of nearly grown girls. Compare. Newsbusters did a study here. This is, or at least a it's not a study, but a look into this. Tom Bloomer at Newsbusters went and did a simple web search for the phrase Trump Chloe. Okay, this is on Google News. Trump Chloe. Why? Well, because a so-called comedian in Canada, a so-called comedian who would love it if we said his name, so we're not going to say his name, said on the heels of Peter Fonda saying that that the president's son should be put in a cage with a pedophile, and obviously that would mean raped, in Peter Fonda's words or mind. On the heels of that, this guy wrote and said, don't worry, we're coming for Chloe too. They at Newsbusters did a study or a search for the phrase Trump Chloe. Want to know how many mainstream media, or as I call them, dead media entities cover this? Washington Times, that's it. One. The Toronto Sun in Canada covered it in an op-ed. One in each country. Now, again, kind of the theme of the hour. How do we make it through this? You know that phrase, it's very, very annoying that the left is now a big fan of, is it's okay to tell your truth. You know what? Just tell your truth. Well, wait a minute. I don't have a truth. I have an experience. I have a perception. I have opinions. I have things I've gone through. I don't have a truth, nor do you have a truth. There's truth. We have our experiences in regard to the truth. We respond to the truth. We experience the truth. We can distrust the truth. But you know that phrase, communicate your truth? Well, here's the truth. The media is still at Liz Lawton. I did a search on Google, same place that that Newsbusters went to. The affair with Liz was about because Obama was still in office. It's 3 or 4 years ago. There are still 230,000 returns for Liz Lauten, or Elizabeth Lauten. It's L-A-U-T-E-N if you want to look for yourself. 230,000 returns. You know what one of the top suggested items is? This is Google suggesting it. I typed in the phrase Elizabeth L-A and it suggested Lauten. And it suggested I look at where she is now. One of the other suggestions Google helpfully provided, Elizabeth Lauten's job now. Because maybe we're not done beating her career to death. Because she said something that was minorly critical of the Obama girls who were mostly grown. Yeah, keep the kids out of it. Fine. Liz Lauten, to this day in Google News returns, you see the Washington Post twice, Forbes, Politico, images of Liz, because that's really helpful to have her pictures up there. Politico, LA Times, CNN, to this day, have pages that index to the first search page on Google related to Liz. Meanwhile, this young intern, we'll talk more about this young darling a little later, 21 years old, last name Marriott, she's in the halls of the Congress of the United States as an intern. She yells, "Mr. President, F you!" And then she runs away. And they tracked her down because that entire building, you think you're going to run away from the congressional building? Everything there is under surveillance. Everything. So they were able to identify her. Here's what's happened to her. She's been suspended for a week. But the authorities said there's not much else we can do. Congress can decide how much water goes in your toilet. Congress can force you to change light bulbs. Congress can tell a farmer that his tire tracks in the dirt have constructed a navigable waterway. Congress can't fire an intern for telling the president, F you. But they can ruin a young woman's career. There's your swamp. There's your bias. There's your coordination. There's your collusion. Do you see the media covering this Marriott girl? And I don't tend to do to the Marriott girl what they did to Liz Lauten, but we are going to talk about her next hour because let's have her name examined. But I don't want to ruin her life. She should be fired now. Live with the consequences. To the text line real quick. Hey, Todd, looking forward to your 1693 segment. Will Sideshow volunteer to be the first through every door? I will not comply. No, he will not. Hey, Todd, love your show. Listen every day. I hear the formation you dish out. I want to know, wouldn't it be the one with the Durka Durka soundbite in addition to the great one that you hear on the ringtone? He wants a ringtone. People want ringtones out of the Durka 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 stuff. People really are serious about this. Also, the text line 800-465-8770. This might not be the answer you're looking for on how to get out of all this peacefully, but this is what comes to mind. Love your enemies. Jesus didn't put any stipulations on that command. He didn't say love your enemies unless. Simply said love your enemies. Now, when the fighting starts, I don't know what that means. But there is a man who died for his enemies, and it might not end peacefully. Where it concerns me, I think, I want to help keep peace along my fellow man for as long as I know how, even if that means loving the people who hate me. Yeah, and we can love people, but are we surrendering? That's the thing. We can't. We are in a literal spiritual war. We are. Just track the activities of the hard left. It's a spiritual battle. Let's see. Hey, Todd, Department of Licensing is getting smart. There's a new rule that when you get tabs, you need to have a power bill or voter registration card when you pay the tabs at the higher rate. I'm one of the lucky ones that have a second home in Eastern Washington and an equal amount of our time there. We also have a home in King County, and of course, I've registered my vehicles at trailers, etc. Yeah, I saw that. You know, fortunately, I have power bills to pay, too. Yeah, we're just going to have to get trickier. Sound Transit wants their blood money, their illegal money. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show, get into just a few more things, a quick arrangement of news-like items. We'll see how quick we can do that because I went extra long in that segment. See how fast I can talk. I could be just like one of those guys at the end of an insurance commercial. But it sounds like heck on radio, doesn't it? Man, I guess Tom's in a classic rock mood today. Welcome to the world. Classic rock, young Tom. Let's do this here thing.
Just a few more things.
In other words, these many things. It's just a few more things. Quick arrangement of news like items laid out into a patent-pending audio feng shui mode. And, of course, hey, we number the items. I don't want to hear any argument about it. You can't have a list without numbers.
Thing one.
Right? So there's a comedian. Does himself a TV show. Last name is Oliver. He's joining in the calls for civility. Had himself a clip he played of a sex ad from the Netherlands, a safe sex ad that featured male, you know, parts on the beach doing things that you wouldn't want me to describe at all, ever. It's on HBO. His suggestion for what to do with pictures of your male stuff.
I like that when the penis is about, it bends in half, so the forms a right angle. And if your penis can do that, please send video proof to sessions.jefferson at usdoj.gov.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. No, it's not fun. When this begins to double back on you, when it begins to fold back, and people have had enough, and you started this thing, I cannot wait to watch the media go, Trump supporters are really, really violent people. Who knew they would be sending pictures like this to me at my home? By the way, they confronted Mitch McConnell at his house. Yeah, they're keeping that up. Maxine's Minions is a listener. Name them. Next up, just a few more things.
Thing two.
The View is still defending the fake Time magazine photo, still defending it.
No one in that picture is in that picture.
Right.
What? Hold on a second. That's me slapping my ear. Did I just hear Whoopi Goldberg say,
no one in that picture is in that picture.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
So it's a symbol. It's a symbol for what's happening.
No one at this table is at this table. We are symbols for what's happening. You know what? I think someone said her some of those Seattle cookies. She's baked. Next up, just a few more things.
Thing three.
Now, CNN panel. They're really tearing in the Maxine Waters. Listen to this. I mean, they're pretty upset. Real Clear Politics editor A.B. Stoddard on this panel.
She is doing everything she can to prevent her own promotion.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What's that? Hold on. There's something in the video. Hold on. Wait a second.
She is doing everything she can.
You know what's on the video?
And to
as they're speaking?
Prevent her own promotion. It's
a picture.
Outrageous.
It's the picture of the little girl that was not separated from her parents. It ran this weekend. CNN ran it again. As if it's still real news this weekend. After everybody knows it's fake news. Meanwhile, with that happening, CNN's Fareed Zakaria. He's speaking in
Thing Four.
Something happens on the TV screen.
Democrats are exultant that Donald Trump had to reverse his policy of separating immigrant families at the border. And there is good reason to celebrate.
What's that?
The policy was mean-spirited and unnecessary.
What's that picture? Oh! That's from this weekend, too. It's a picture of the kid being not separated from her mom. They know it's fake news, and they're still running it. Well, didn't Whoopi say that no one in the picture is in the picture? And since no one's in the picture who's in the picture, then it's a symbol, but it's not a symbol because no one in the picture is in the picture. You got the picture? Lastly, and just a few more things.
Thing five.
Chris Hayes, MSNBC. If you see Chris Hayes in public, now I am not, repeat, underline, italicize, and bold and superscript this. I am not telling you to do this. I literally am not. I'm telling you don't. But here's what Chris Hayes wants you to do if you see him in public. Chris Hayes.
The defining feature of a free society is that you can tell one of the most powerful people in the world in your government, get out of my restaurant.
So this is what Chris Hayes would like you to do. If he comes into your restaurant or your store or your airline or wherever you're at, kick his bespectacled. And I think those are fake. Can we all admit that? He looks a lot better with the specs than without the specs. He's got all that kind of nerdy hotness, etc., as the ladies say. Kick Chris Hayes out and remind him, you are more powerful than me. You got yourself a TV show on the TV, on the MSNBC with the big money. So I'm kicking you out because that's one of the hallmarks of a great free society. Ain't it just? Much more to get to on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH out in the UW. I don't want to freak you out, but there's been a jailbreak. Thin Lizzy coming up.